When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Well, the Boston Bruins, Scheim, are a long way from the top. I don't know if that was your intention or not, but
Mike, all over it.
Mike Milbury joins us right now, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, by FindMassMoney.gov, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Timeout Market. Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. Mike Milbury, yesterday the Bruins fired their third coach in 7 years. Your thoughts on that this morning?
Well, first of all, I like the tune we just listened to, School of Rock, right?
Wiggy was bringing that up as we were coming back, and that is featured in that Jack Black film.
Yes.
Yes.
I loved it. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. All right. You know, they had to do what they had to do. The deal was pretty much done in advance of this, but was it fair? Probably not. It was the first real adversity, at least in the regular season, of note in his tenure, but the situation was bad. The goal differential is like the third worst in the league, which is very unusual for the Bruins. Power play is dead last. The penalty killing, which is, by the way, Joe Sacco's bread and butter, is like 25th.
Oh, good.
But they look dispirited, disjointed, defeated, whatever D word you want to use. But lack of structure defensively. I mean, first goal the other night, I mean, and we'll talk about Swayman in a bit, but, I mean, Carlo fluffs a pass at the offensive blue line, gets out of position, comes back, tries a desperation dive, and then winds up sprawling into his goaltender and knocking the puck into the net. I mean, no goalie's going to stop that, but it was like, for me, it was emblematic of what's been going wrong here. They put themselves in bad situations and then made mistakes to try to cover them up. It's just, it's a bad situation, and I didn't see it correcting itself with Montgomery as coach, but I still, as I said off the top, really wasn't fair, because it's not just about the coaching. There's a lot about the roster.
Okay, it's about the roster. You brought up his prior two seasons here and the performance of the players. And so is that not on them when it comes to how poorly they started this season?
You know, you're going to splash the blame paint over the whole canvas here. I mean, it started, for me, it started with management. It started with their really ill-advised decision to trade Linus Ullmark and then try to negotiate with Jeremy Swayman. I mean, don't put the cart before the horse. Get the deal done with Swayman when you have leverage. If it really gets ugly and you decide you want to trade him and keep Ullmark, even though there's a big age differential there, then go ahead and do it. But get the deal done so you've protected your organization. They didn't do that. And then Swayman and his lawyer, and I don't know why he paid a lawyer, because he had so much to say during the course of the negotiations. I mean, shut up and save the 3% and do your own negotiating. But I think he's going to be a great goaltender. But this animosity on top of the arbitration that he had the year before appears to be a problem in the locker room now. I mean, when I hear him say during the negotiations, I went to business school, I know my comparables, you know, I don't, it sounded like he was a jerk. And I don't know if he is or not, but it sounds like now when he talked yesterday or the day before about people in the locker room not really, he lost guys as he was holding out, which shouldn't happen. I mean, Everybody I know supported each other during difficult negotiations. That was
right.
That was really something that was important.
And so you have to ask about, really, you have to ask, you're right, what kind of guy is he if those guys are not willing to stand up for him?
Kind of guys are they? It's the brotherhood.
Well, Wiggy,
you know, the brotherhood never steps in on contracts.
Wiggy, you're talking about a grown man during a negotiation,
right?
When you're negotiating,
right,
the other side, tries to find fault with you so that they but you're talking about a grown man who said he was going to hang on to that list of what they said about him and look at it all the time.
Right, but
like,
Mike,
get over it.
No, no, but Mike's
it's the way a negotiation goes.
Mike's right. The brotherhood of being a player in that locker room supersedes contract negotiations about another man.
Not if you're not a good guy.
It doesn't matter.
And being a good guy is so irrelevant. Goalies have always been weird. Like, through all of human history, goalies are like me. They have a little screw loose. Like, it's okay.
Yeah, but that's right, Curtis. But you can't live without him. And so what they need to do here is, Butch Goring, who I played with and coached for me and with him, he used to do a thing called the lemon squeeze, where everybody in the locker room, guys, could say whatever the hell they wanted. Time for a lemon squeeze in that room. And the squeeze has to start with Swayman. He has to look in the mirror and say, okay, guys, I probably popped off. I said too much. And I got to get back to what I do best, which is stopping the puck. Go to your goalie coach, goalie Bob, figure it out, and then shut up. Shut up. Get away from the microphone. Stop the puck. Play, you know, whenever you go to lunch, make sure you pick up the tab with your new contract. I mean, this guy needs to grow up. Grow up.
My question, Mike, and my first takeaway when this came out, when Rich broke the story yesterday, was these suckbag players once again get another guy fired and refuse to accept any responsibility. The legacy of the Bergeron Marchand Bruins will be incredibly talented teams that when the going got tough, they pointed their finger at their coach.
I don't know if I'm going to go that far with this. You know, I mean, this is I don't even know if the players pointed the finger at the coach here. But wait a second. Okay, let's go through the rest of the team. We went through the goaltender situation. The defense is poor. Zadorov is a mistake. He's a big, lumbering, doesn't make a good outlet pass. I don't know what they were seeing in him. I didn't know the player until he got here.
Lindholm is a mistake, too.
Yes, he is. He is. There. I mean, he's no better than a second-line center, and they paid a ton of money to them, and it's not working out. Lindholm is on a pace of, what, 8 goals for the year? We're at the quarter pole now. He's got 2 goals. I mean, he's on a 30. He's going to get less than 40 points for the year.
But that's
for whatever
not,
they're paying him.
That's not on Jim Montgomery.
Right. No, it's not on Jim Montgomery, but somehow, in the end, what is on Jim Montgomery is the appearance of lack of effort or care or togetherness, the lack of defensive structure, the lack of offensive pressure, what looks to be a team that doesn't skate very well, that could be out of condition. Those things start to mount up. And I think they gave him a little bit of rope. I think they could have given him a little bit more. I don't think that the coaching change is the answer to this, because I think the problem is the roster.
So then what do you think Joe Sacco is going to be able to do? Like, again, no disrespect to Joe Sacco, but it seems like it is a player issue through and through. So making the coaching change at this point of the season, are you really going to see a different Bruins team out there on the ice with an interim head coach?
Well, I will answer that question, but I'll tell you that I had Joe Sacco in Long Island. Really good guy, a great role player. You know, I looked at his stats. He played about the same number of games that I played, and I had more points than him. So don't expect him to increase the offense. Hands of stone. He's a great heart, great head. What he's going to do is hopefully change the attitude of the team. I think you all expect a little bit of a bump, and, you know, everybody, one of the new voice, there's could be a new role for you. The door is open for something else to happen in your life. And so I think there could be a change in attitude, an uplifting of spirits, but that's not going to be good enough. They're going to need to make moves. They're going to need to trade people. Now is a very difficult time to make a trade because, you know, right now I don't think there's one guy on the team that's overachieving. I don't think there's a guy on the team that you'd say is untouchable. There are a few guys I would not trade, but it's been so bad that, you know, it's like the stock market. You sell high and buy low. Right now, they're at an all-time low.
Who would you not trade?
Well, I'm not going to trade Swayman. I'm not going to trade McAvoy. probably not going to trade Pastrnak. Although
probably if he gives not.
The, probably says, not, but Wiggy he gives the goddamn that, puck away one more time, I'm going to strangle a son of a bitch.
Well, Wiggy says that's maybe your only shot at changing things.
It's
here.
A nice dangling chip out there.
Yeah, it is, but you know what are you going to get? And if you get a centerman, who's going to dish the puck to? Who's going to score goals? He's got the magic touch most of the time, but he needs to be harnessed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He should have done it himself, and coaches should have done it if he wasn't going to do it. But, you know, there's only about three or four, and that's the extent of it. But what they've been trying to retool this team since Bergeron was on the way out with Krejci, on the way out the door, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. They need to rebuild, and the rebuild is long and slow and really painful and dangerous.
Well, Mike, if that's the case, then, like, that you wouldn't move on from a guy like Pasta, right? Then don't you have to sit down with him, the player, and say, okay, who can we get to pair you with that will potentially unlock what we know you are when we saw you with Krejci?
I don't remember anybody... You know, I don't. That's an interesting point. I just don't know of any general manager that's gone to a player and say, "Who do you want me to get for you?" At least in my time. But mm-hmm. I mean, he does need somebody that will get him the puck. He does need somebody that will be able to distribute to him and find him and have a chemistry with him. They don't have that player on the roster right now, so I guess it wouldn't hurt to ask him.
Yeah, but how do you do like as a GM in this sport? You know, hockey's the one sport where he might be more of a guy that needs somebody to help him create, where he's not a creator on his own. So don't you have to, like, sit down with that player and see who works best with him? Because hockey's the only sport where it is about sometimes your line mates that can unlock what you do.
Yeah, but, getting him to say what he wants or what the type of player he wants, because you can't just go pick cherries. This is the centerman I want. I'm going to go get him.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work that way. But, yeah, I think there should be a lot of conversations in that room, not just with Pastrnak, with McAvoy. Why won't he shoot the puck on the point on the power play? I mean, Jeremy Swayman, you know, as I said earlier, you know, shut up, get away from the microphone, talk only about hockey and focus on your game, which is not anywhere near what it should be right now. So those conversations, whether it's about line mates or chemistry or role on the team, they need to be taken seriously now, and they need to be those conversations need to be taken every day.
But how do any of these players get that message, Mike? I mean, they've been told that they're right, the coach is wrong. It's not your fault.
Well, there's a new coach. Guy. There's a new sheriff in town.
Oh, yeah, the guy that's been here for 10 years running the worst power play in the NHL.
But this is a big difference in being an assistant coach and a head coach. A huge difference. All of a sudden you walk in and there's just a different look at what, because you now, when you're an assistant coach, you can suggest somebody to be on the power play. When you're in the head coach, you can tell him, put him on the goddamn power play.
Hmm.
There's a big difference there.
And if the team underachieves, then he'll be out, right? Because what else is going to
happen? You know, eventually management is going to have to take a hard look in the mirror and say, we've messed up here.
But if it's not now, when?
Well, now, right now, they have to go back and revisit their signings of Lindholm and Zadorov and say, how did we get here with these two guys?
Isn't this mostly on Don Sweeney? Really? I mean, is he the right guy to be the general manager?
They've had some great success and come within a whisker of winning a Stanley Cup, and it's a hard thing to do. But right now, yes, it probably is on Don Sweeney, and I think he knows it. And I think he's got to look at his staff under a fine microscope and find out which scout, which assistant, what are the people that he needs to hold accountable, and where do we go from here? They're not in a great spot. It's going to take some time.
I think he needs to
look back before he needs to look forward.
I wasn't a fan of the guy, not on ice so much as off ice, but he let Jake DeBrusk go.
Mm-hmm.
He let Denton Heinen go. He did these two big deals in the offseason, which you're all over. I mean, so far, not so good when it comes to Don Sweeney.
Well, you know, the record says a little something different. I mean, at least regular season record. I mean, they lost to the Florida Panthers, who are a damn good team the last two seasons under Jim Montgomery. I mean, I don't know what you're expecting of them. I mean, you can look around the team at the league at teams like Columbus or Ottawa, who've been mired at the bottom of the heap for decades, it seems like, and that hasn't been the case around here. There's been something to watch.
If you're going to be great in the regular season, my expectation is you don't get bounced in the first or second round of the playoffs. That's my expectation.
Well, that's a pretty good expectation. You'd hope that would last, but, you know, sometimes it's the luck of the draw. And Florida was, you know, at the time peaking, although the Bruins had an opportunity to put them away and didn't. So you could speak what you will about that, but it's, you know, there were a lot of issues, as you remember. Was the goalie situation the right way to be handled? Or was Bergeron, you know, was hurt for a while and came back and wasn't quite what he used to be? And so they're all. I don't need to review it right now. It's just it was bad, and they had to do something. They pulled the trigger, and they have to look at the mirror. It's not. It's not. This is not the answer. The answer is the nature of the players and the talent level of the players in the room. And that's what has to be addressed, and you can't do that overnight.
So obviously, this can't be the team that you lost to in the Stanley Cup Finals a few years ago, the St. Louis Blues, where you might be able to unlock a coach change, and then the team goes on to win a Stanley Cup. And with the coach change, could they play harder for Sacco versus maybe they just didn't want to play as hard for Montgomery? Is that
they didn't want to play hard for Bruce Cassidy because he yelled at him.
Right.
Claude Julien had to go. I mean, okay. So this is a different. That's
the way in every sport, though. You know the things. You know the
not with the same nucleus, though.
Well, there isn't the same nucleus. Brad Marchand's the only guy here from, like, the 2019, I think. I mean, it's only 5 years ago. This is it's the way it is now in the salary cap world. There's a constant turnover of personnel, and there has to be a further personnel turnover now because it's simply not good enough.
I love it. Hockey players are just like football and basketball players, just like the rest of us. I hated playing for Brad Childress, and I could not stand them. Maybe I didn't go a little bit hard like I was supposed to. They're just like us. Thank you, Mike.
TC is going to call.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. Yeah. They're just like us.
All right.
You know, they burnt the toast, the general manager and the staff. They burnt the toast for breakfast, and now they got Joe Sacco to butter the bread and make it seem like it's okay. Not going to work. Still burnt.
I like burnt toast, though.
So
I do, too, actually.
Yeah. Courtney likes burnt bagels.
Yep. Jim Nance.
Yeah.
Perfectly crispy.
All right, Mike Milbury. So glad that we get your opinion on this, and we will talk to you again next week and see if things are better, I guess.
All right.
You're clear, Mike. Thank you. I'm happy. Hockey players are just like football and basketball players. I'm gonna ride this thing until the wheels fall off.
Bruce Cassidy was the coach in 21-22.
Yep.
That team had Carlo, Coyle, DeBrusque, it had Frederick, it had Martian, it had McAvoy, Pasternak. I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah, it's the same core.
Those guys got Cassidy fired. Those guys just got Montgomery fired.
Right.
What changes? It's the same nucleus.
Well, maybe they didn't like Cassidy. They didn't like Montgomery. Maybe they like Sacco. I don't know.
Unbelievable. Scoop of the year by Richard Keith yesterday.
The man,
by the
myth.
He's got a hell of a source.
To the moon.
Oh, my God. Who is his source?
I bet you it's Dale.
Wow.
No.
It's got to be someone.
I mean, it's got to be.
Really in there.
It's got to be at the tippity top.
Well,
of the
I think Hart even suggested yesterday it felt like Keith knew before Jim Montgomery knew.
It's got to be the tippity top of the organization who's whispering to
he's
him.
He's plugged.
Maybe
and he
plugged.
Came in.
He had that 3 hours before the broadcast partner of the Boston Bruins.
Right.
Our competitor, the sports hub.
Yeah.
He's plugged, man.
Rich had that hours before that.
Kind of rude he didn't give us the scoop.
I know.
Well, he's got to,
when
know.
He walked in and we walked out, yeah. he was still sussing it out a little bit.
Yeah,
he's got to, you know, he can't really.
Scoop central over here.
I heard Ken told him not to say it. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. We will be right back. Coming up at 9, Mego on a Celtics Wednesday on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.